I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Three Christians were gunned down in Kurdistan, northern Iraq this week. Ishmael, Omar, and Mohammed were known for their work sharing the gospel and discipling new believers, both on the Iraq side and the Persian side of Kurdistan. However, there are questions as to whether or not this was a religious or political assassination. The investigation is ongoing. These three men came from very different backgrounds, a former Kurdish military member, a government worker, and a car mechanic. Peter Smith, a Mission Network News partner, says they leave behind families.
What we've tried to do is to mobilize prayer and financial support for the widows and for the children, but also for the greater Christian community. They're in shock because now they're thinking, if these three key leaders were killed, what will happen to me?
Pray comfort for the grieving Kurdish church. And without a full Bible in their heart language, many people still live and die without the truth of the gospel. There are about 293 languages in Brazil, and of those, about 51 don't have any translation of God's word. Steve Martin with Wycliffe Associates explains that their team is actively working on several New and Old Testament translation projects in Brazil.
One of those is a DOT project. DOT for Wycliffe Associates stands for Deaf Owned Translation. And we're currently working with a deaf group of people, language group, with their own New Testament.
Wycliffe Associates is involved in 778 Bible translation projects. They need support to continue their work among the least reached. Consider coming alongside these projects in Latin America or the DOT project specifically to help bring gospel truth to the ends of the earth. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from November 5th through the 19th. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.